Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
High numbers of roaming dogs in Auckland's communities have continued to be a persistent problem. New data revealed shows nearly 17,000 reports of unruly behaviour from dogs, with nearly 1,300 attacks on people and 1,200 attacks on other animals. Dog shelters are also increasingly under strain, with nearly 10,000 dogs being impounded in the last year. I talked to Councillor Shane Henderson today about what the drivers behind these increased incidents are and how Auckland Council is trying to respond. In other news, inner-city suburbs have been hosting public forums on Plan Change 78, a change to Auckland's zoning and intensification framework that would allow for development of high-density housing in the central isthmus. There's been vehement public opposition in inner-city suburbs, with residents shouting and heckling at MPs, councillors, and even members of the public that do support high-density housing. Councillor Christine Fletcher has also made claims that this housing intensification plan will cost Aucklanders nearly $20 billion in associated infrastructure costs. Mayor Wayne Brown has decried these claims, calling them, quote, complete rubbish. I wanted to talk to Councillor Henderson about why there is so much public opposition to the plan and whether housing intensification will change the city for the better or the worse. Shane, there's been a record number of incidents of dog attacks and hostile dog behavior in our communities. Is there any primary drivers as to why there's so many attacks?
Yeah, it's a funny one. There seems to be an element of randomness to the sort of rise and fall of dog attacks in the community. But yeah, funnily enough, and I don't really know how to explain this, but where our sort of economic situation is going down, we sort of tend to see more dog attacks, and I have no idea why that is. But that seems to be a bit of a trend line. But, you know, look, it's a real concern for the community, and there are parts of the city where roaming dogs are a huge issue, and that's something that we've really got to get on top of and get a handle on. Luckily, we've got an animal control team in council that I think do a fantastic job, and honestly, they're some of the toughest people in Auckland as well. I just love their work, and, you know, they're right on top of these things, yeah.
What do you reckon the path forward is? How can the community have some assurances that, you know, this is pretty much under control?
Yeah, part of it is resourcing at the council's end, and I understand that we had a kind of a de-sexing drive that I think has been relatively successful, but it's also just getting that communication out there to people that we need to sort of have good ownership and good care of dogs when you do have them. Things like socialising them in dog parks, those things are super important. And it's kind of high time for us to sort of put more communication out around that so people understand a bit more about, you know, how to take care of dogs and make sure that they are not, to the best of your ability, kind of aggressive, right? I visited the Henderson Animal Shelter a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, it was definitely pretty packed out, but they do a fantastic job there as well. And yeah, this is the sort of stuff that we've got to keep resourcing.
Why do you think there's that sort of public opposition to more dense housing, potentially more affordable housing in the city?
Yeah, it's a hard one. You know, look, obviously, to start off, I respect people's democratic rights to make any argument they like around kind of how the planning of the city and the housing crisis that we have to be addressing in the city. People will have different ideas on that. So, you know, I do respect that, okay? But at the same time, as decision makers, we need to be looking holistically across the whole city and planning it properly. So where would you, if you were to start from scratch, right, where would you zone more housing? Well, obviously you would zone it in places where there are the best access to jobs, best access to study opportunities and the best public transport. And in a lot of cases, these are the central in the suburbs that have been historically, for the history of the city over decades, had the planning held down in terms of single house zones all across some of the best land of the city, and plenty of the suburbs within the central city have faced that, and now the proposal is that they take on a bit more housing and a bit more of their share around addressing the housing crisis and zoning for more housing in the right places. So honestly, I mean, as it's coming through, I support the changes. And some would say they might not even go far enough. But honestly, I think that it's something that we should be moving forward while at the same time respecting that people have different views.
One of your council colleagues, Christine Fletcher, came out with comments about how much this is going to cost, claiming that there'd be a requirement, especially in the Albert Eden Puketapa region, for 56 more primary schools, 23 more secondary schools, and land acquisition of 79 sites.
totaling up to around $20 billion of cost in terms of infrastructure, like associated infrastructure for any housing developments. Is that true?
Well, from my perspective, I don't know why we would be so worried about the growth of the city into a world-class city that we can enjoy. And population brings vibrancy, it brings events, it brings economic opportunities to Auckland. And the flip side to that is, do we want to freeze our city in amber forever? Do we want to be a sleepy little village on the bottom of the South Pacific, or do we actually want ambition? Do we actually want positive change? Do we want to give more opportunities for our young people and our young families? And if you do want that, then I don't know why we would be afraid of having more housing in an area, meaning that we need more schools or more hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. Those are good things. And that's an argument for more investment. It's not an argument for holding down housing supply. And just the other thing that I would add to that briefly is that, you know, people, the population is growing and housing has to go somewhere. And currently under the rules, before these changes sort of come into effect, we're building in West Auckland in huge amounts where the infrastructure is less able to cope than some of the central areas that is being proposed. We're also building over elite soils that is the economic lifeblood of our country for the future years. And, you know, those things are not acceptable and we need to be a lot smarter as a city. And I think this, I personally think this proposal actually is a lot smarter.
There's also been some comments, particularly from Labour MP Helen White, about how this is a particularly blunt instrument and Auckland Council is sort of unilaterally making decisions here, directed obviously by central government's new requirements around housing density. And she's asking for a more democratic and considered approach, like in Europe, where there's community buy-in on housing density and housing intensification. Is that something that Auckland Council is doing right now, or something that it needs to incorporate in its approach going forward?
Yeah, well, taking the community along with you is kind of an important thing to do and a necessary thing to do in terms of consultation and in terms of discussion. Frankly, with this kind of proposal, the discussion and the consultation has been ongoing for years. So there's been people saying that things are rushed, and I just do not accept that at all. People, you know, are having entire public meetings over this. They know what's going on, right? But the other discussion, the sort of problem that we have with some of that community consultation is future Aucklanders obviously don't, by definition, have a say. And that's something that, from my perspective, I really want to factor into that discussion, is that the people that want to live closer to the city but can't, well, they don't really get much of a say in these discussions. And when they do speak up, and there was someone in that meeting that sort of bravely put their hand up, they get overwhelmed and shouted down by the existing residents that have their own interests. So, you know, it's not a full picture when you're talking about consultation, and that's a real challenge. It's something that decision makers, I think, should have more in mind than they do at the moment.
A part of the changes proposed in this plan are around 15-storey buildings. Now, I suppose a lot of the worry from the community is that suddenly there are going to be 15-storey buildings popping up everywhere across the central isthmus. Is this true, or can you paint me a picture of realistically what would happen under this plan?
Yeah, so that sort of level of intensity is designed to be going along the rapid transit corridors, particularly the rail stations in the city, because, you know, frankly, we're spending billions on a city rail link, and we need to get return on that investment in terms of the city-shaping potential that it has, in terms of the economic opportunities that it can provide for us. And so to do that, I think it is really, it's a strong argument that we have to be intensifying along that rail corridor, otherwise what are we doing? Right, we're bringing the city closer to more Aucklanders than ever before through that investment, and yet there's arguments out there that we shouldn't be doing that. I don't really understand those arguments, to be honest. We should be intensifying along those rail corridors and providing vibrant communities and accessible communities for transport links. Yeah, so that's kind of my point of view on that, I suppose. Yeah.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on rising dog attacks throughout the community and opposition to Plan Change 78, which promises to create high-density housing in the centre of the city.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.